Harper and Harper Audio present Fireborn, Starling and the Cavern of Light by Aisling Fowler, performed by Hayden Bishop. For my mom and dad, who have been endlessly supportive and made so many amazing things possible. Chapter 1. Phoenix dangled her aching feet in the cool waters of Lake Ilara. It was the first moment to herself she'd had in days, and as long as she kept her back to the hubbub of the floating market, the scene was as peaceful as she'd ever witnessed. Placid water reflected a wintry blue sky, and on the nearest shore the great woods watched over everything. The calm vista did not reflect Phoenix's emotions.
"We shouldn't be here, Widge," she muttered, voicing aloud what she'd been thinking for the last week.
Her pet squirrel pressed himself against her cheek, half buried in the tangle of her dark hair. Suddenly, the water around her sore feet felt much too cold, and she jerked them out, hugging her knees.
"We should have marched north to rescue Six from Victory and the Master, and to find Seven. Elder Hoarfrost was wrong."
Phoenix clenched her fists, pushing down the fire that had risen with her temper. Why hadn't she stood up to the Elder? Why hadn't she insisted he send hunters to Isengard in search of her friends?
"Stupid old codger, that Hoarfrost," a rough voice said.
Phoenix spun, horrified to see the Elder was right behind her, his footsteps muffled by the cut reeds scattered over the ground. Hoarfrost waved away whatever she'd been about to say. To her surprise, he settled beside her, the packed rushes crackling where he sat. The floating market was not a natural island, but built from an enormous wooden raft onto which reeds had been piled over older reeds. The result was a broad sweep of wheat-yellow land, springy underfoot and smelling strongly of damp straw. It was the only neutral territory in Ember, and the place the clans came to trade safely with one another. It was also untethered, free to float across the lake with the winds. Hoarfrost's black eyes rested on Phoenix's blistered heels.
"I'd get some woundwort on those. A forced march is tough on young feet."
Phoenix swallowed a snort. The hunters had just relocated from the Mountain Clan village of Ledge. Tough didn't begin to cover it. In 1 week, they'd covered a distance that should have taken 3. There was no part of her that didn't hurt.
"So," Hoarfrost began, "you reckon I done the wrong thing?"
Phoenix bit her lip, then forced herself to sit up straighter and nod.
"What would you have done?"
"Marched us north."
She spoke without hesitation. Hoarfrost nodded, his eyes tracking the glinting bodies of a shoal of minnows just under the water's surface.
"You'd have led the hunters to this master that you barely escaped from. The creature that destroyed Isengard, every witch but Zenith, and his own goblin mage. You'd march him across the frozen waste without provisions or equipment and expect him to face an army of critters, the likes of which ain't been seen since the Dark War."
Guilt and anger jostled in Phoenix.
"Yes."
"Vexatious vespers!"
Hoarfrost's voice was a whiplash, and Widge darted into Phoenix's furs with a squeal of alarm.
"If you're willing to sacrifice so much to get Six and Seven back, perhaps you shouldn't have left them in the first place."
Phoenix nodded stiffly, holding her breath so she didn't cry. She'd been doing that a lot lately. Beside her, Hoarfrost passed a weary hand over his face.
"We both know Seven couldn't have survived the—"
"She's not dead!"
Phoenix's voice was almost a shout.
"How could she be? She was right there before the portal back to Ledge opened. She was—"
Phoenix broke off as her breath hitched traitorously. She clenched her fists so tightly, she felt her fingernails slice into her palms. Widge pressed himself against her, his warmth a comfort.
She'd—
Sample complete. Ready to continue?